blended or step families have become a new normal. How does that affect their finances? Hi, I'm Rob West. Around 40% of families in the U.S. are blended with at least one child from a previous relationship. That presents challenges for estate planning. Valerie Hogan joins us today to talk about it. And then we'll take your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, it's always fun and educational, I might add, to have Valerie Hogan on the program. We learn a lot. She's an author, an attorney, a certified financial planner, and she's a part of Kingdom Advisors as well. Valerie, great to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me on today, Rob.
Absolutely. Valerie, you touch on a number of topics related to estate planning for blended families in your book, Wise Women Managing Money, and it all starts with communication, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, open, transparent, truthful, and that may be difficult at times, but that's really important to be bringing the issues forward.
There's no doubt about that. And that involves some prayer as well, doesn't it, as we bring Christ into the process?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a lot easier to work through things when we have that ultimate common goal of honoring Christ in our life. So we won't get it right every time, but if we can make peace and then, of course, redemption and restoration, he's in the business of that after all, as the goal, I think we'll really make some forward motion there.
Yeah, that's really helpful. Valerie, as we think about that communication, obviously spouses in blended families may have different goals. So how do they work through that? How would you counsel them?
Yeah, I mean, many times there's all manner of blended families, but we tend to see there's kind of the his, hers, and ours sometimes. Yeah. So compromise is going to be really important. I like to say seek understanding, or there's a saying, seek first to understand, then to be understood. I love a great question when you hear something that you're not necessarily in agreement with right away. Instead of kind of countering right away, I think a great response might be, tell me more about that. To really get an understanding of where your spouse is coming from, if they're saying something that is not really in alignment with what you think. And then when that gets really difficult, I think there can be a third party that can come in to maybe counsel through that, to just get another opinion in there and maybe a neutral opinion to help a couple through that.
Yeah. And the goal, of course, is to meet the needs of both families in the process, right?
Yeah, you really want to get to at least some common goals. Ultimately, it'd be great to be pulling in the same direction on everything. But there may be some goals that are just different. So at least you'd want to get to a process then where you can agree and make peace with some of those being separate goals, but not opposite or, you know, pulling away from what the other is doing. So you may have hopefully some goals that you're pursuing together. And then if there is an independent goal, that both spouses are on board with that.
Mm. What do you see as some of the common sticking points with blended families?
Well, then there's this kind of his, hers, and ours. So I would say that many times there would be children maybe from a previous marriage versus the current one. And I think children on either side could tend to feel like, well, you know, the new family is more important, or maybe the new family feels like, why do we keep going back to the previous family? So I think one of the common sticking points, especially with children that are maybe older, is that they're wondering if they're still important. They're wondering if they're going to be kind of crowded out, or am I noticed? Are things fair? And really, am I important and valued?
Yes.
So that's one thing. I think older children can feel like maybe they would be left out or disinherited. And then families might be coming in with different levels of wealth, different assets, just different experiences. So you might have that conflict as well of how do we work this all out?
Yes, that's so helpful. Well, Valerie, we've just scratched the surface today, so we're going to have you back. But obviously the goal is unity and to be God-honoring in this process. And there is a way to do that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, seeking the Lord, trying to get to common finances or being at peace with what the solution is, and ultimately that it's all honoring the Lord. We're always heading in the best direction when we're doing that.
The book can help. It's called Wise Women Managing Money. Valerie Hogan, thanks for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. Great to be with you.
Your calls are next. 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. With any big election year comes the inevitable spike of political ads, ad nauseum, you might even say. On all sides of the political spectrum, people are tired. Tired of the status quo, of public servants serving themselves, promises broken. But there is someone you can always trust, and he's not up for election or even re-election. His authority does not require human approval. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. The rulers of this world may let us down, but the Lord never will. Get encouragement every day with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how many times I would have taken you under my wings. They had everything that was necessary for them to know Jesus and follow him, and they went their way.
I think for nations, for individuals, there is a day that you have to make the decision to respond to the Lord, and it might be that the door of opportunity after that shuts.
Exploring the Word, weekdays, 3 p.m. Central on AFR.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, coming to you live from the AFA Retreats in beautiful Alabama at Purcell Farms. We're gathered together with so many of the faithful supporters of the American Family Association here to just build community, to hear from some wonderful speakers, to enjoy time together, and to just enjoy God's creation as well. We're privileged to be able to broadcast from this beautiful place, and we're delighted you're along with us today. Here's my goal on this program each day is to help you to think well about your role of managing God's money, to live and operate with a biblical worldview, including in this area of financial management, understanding that God owns it all and we're stewards and that money is one of God's good creations so we can provide and enjoy and give
give God's money to those causes on our heart and on the heart of God. But we want to look at Scripture in light of your very practical questions as well. And so we want to hear from you today. We've got lines open. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's right. We're on location in Alabama, but the team is still back in Tupelo ready to receive your call at 800-525-7000. The calls are already coming in, but a few lines open at the moment, so we'd love for you to give us a call. Let's dive in today, and we're going to begin in Florida. Hi, Jim. Thanks for calling, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning. My question is about investment properties and trying to put them into an IRA. I've heard it done before, and the specific one I'm curious about is an investment property that's already its own LLC.
Yes, sir.
And the owners of the LLC trying to sell shares, like a 25% or 50% share of that company. And I'd like to buy it in a IRA, Roth IRA. So when I sell it, I keep all the money.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do that in a Roth IRA, Jim. You could look into using a self-directed IRA for a traditional IRA only. So you could hold that in a traditional IRA, and you'd have to have a very specific custodian to be able to do that in your IRA. So it's something worth looking at because a lot of people don't realize that they can own other asset classes inside their IRA, specifically through a self-directed IRA. That would be a great option. Do you have a traditional IRA as well?
I do have a traditional IRA, but they're all with a brokerage account or a brokerage firm. So I'm curious, you mentioned a specific custodian. How do I go about finding someone that does this type of thing?
Yeah. What you would do is really just begin to search for, and you know what, actually, I'm mistaken here. I was thinking it was only traditional, but actually it looks like you can have it through a Roth as well, but not every custodian, in fact, most custodians that you would typically use to buy and sell stocks and bonds would not be able to offer that self-directed IRA. So I would use this as an opportunity to do an internet search, just begin to compare some of the custodians. And that's specifically what I would look for is self-directed IRA custodian as you begin to make that decision, because you need somebody who really specializes in this particular area, has unique expertise, you know, the security, the researching of that. And then they typically have, you know, a streamlined investment process for you and will do all of the reporting and make sure that everything is exactly the way that it needs to be for the IRS. So what you would do once you locate that self-directed IRA custodian is just do a transfer from your current brokerage firm to the new custodian, and then they could take it from there. That would, of course, not be a taxable event.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your input.
You're very welcome. Thanks for your call today. We appreciate it. Lines are open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Georgia. Hi, Lynn. How can I help you?
Yes, I actually, my husband and I are approaching retirement age. And, of course, we're thinking about strategies that we could do to help ourselves get more prepared for that. One of the ideas that we have is potentially selling our property that we have a huge, what we think is a great amount of equity in, and turning that into purchasing a house that we owe nothing for. We do have a note on this house.
Okay. Yeah. So this is the home you live in currently, or this is an investment property?
It's the home that we live in currently, and we do like the house. But for me and for my husband, we both feel like it's kind of scary heading to retirement and still having a house note. So in our minds, we're thinking the only way to delete that and not have a house payment is to take the equity and purchase something else and move. We do like living here. We have acreage, and we have chickens, and so we have like a little farm set up, and we do like it here, but we both have decided that we would give it up if it meant that we could have something, you know, more definite that's paid off. I think we owe $170 on this place.
Okay. Yeah. So what would you be able to get out of it? What do you think it's worth today?
It would be about $580.
Okay. And you said you believe you owe about 170, is that right?
Yeah, we owe 170 on it.
Okay. Yeah, so you would pay, you'd have some expenses on that. I mean, let's say it was around $20,000 in expenses to sell it, not to mention any kind of improvements you do just to get it ready to sell. So let's say you were to, pull $550 out of it, and then at that point you'd obviously have to pay off the note that you have. So that would leave you about $380,000. What would you be looking to spend for the next home?
That's the thing with interest rates too. That's something that, well, we wouldn't have to worry about that.
But no.
We would potentially like to, we're retired. We have no kids with us. So, just a smaller home. We have built a home before and are really good at that. So we even thought about maybe just, building another home somewhere. We have next lot. It's 2-point-something acres. So that was another idea that maybe we'd have to rent while it was being built.
Sure. Well, I'm glad to hear you've done that before, because as you know, building new construction is not for the faint of heart. it can take longer and be more complicated than you expect. I'm thrilled to hear that. So is your main question then, Lynn, today, just is this the right time to sell, or, do I like this plan? How can I help you with that?
I think that's it. I think it is a combination. Is it the right time because of interest rates? Of course we would pray about it, but is it the right time? And then, if we do like living here, what would our other options be? If we like to live here, we're just scrambling trying to think of how we can save ourselves here at the end with still having a house note in our 60s.
Yeah. So if you didn't have the mortgage, would you be able to cover your bills with your income sources that you're planning on in retirement?
Yes, we do have some savings, and we do have a 401k through my husband's employment. It's just a matter of looking at what our assets are, the equity that we have in this, but then also considering that we do like living here. It's just way too much for us. We don't need all of this.
Well, a couple of thoughts. I like the idea of you selling and downsizing, buying for cash. I wouldn't let the interest rates be a factor in that. Real estate market is very strong. It's been increasing even despite these high interest rates, just at a slower pace. So you could get top dollar coming out of this property, downsize, simplify, own the next home with cash, and then order your budget accordingly. The other option would be staying there and using a reverse mortgage. I'll talk about that after the break. We'll be right back.
So for God to speak is for God to engage in self-revelation. We only know God because God has condescended to speak to us.
The God Who Speaks is a 90-minute documentary that answers many of the common objections about the Bible's reliability. The film equips believers to confidently base their lives on the power of God's Word. It's available at streaming.afa.net.
FaithFi is grateful for support from OneAscent. OneAscent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. OneAscent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good. To explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values, more information is available at OneAscent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
Real-life heroes don't look like the ones in the movies. Mark Nichols doesn't wear a cape. He's a business owner in a small Arkansas town who took a stand when his local library opened their children's section to the radical LGBTQ agenda. When you give today to AFA Action, you're helping to protect the innocence of children. We'll also give you a free copy of Mark's story. It's the latest DVD in our Impact series. Visit AFAAction.net today. AFAAction.net.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Rob West of Faith and Finance.
I'd like to take a moment to ask you to consider investing in the ministry that you know as American Family Association. One way you can support AFA's efforts is through your estate planning. You can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting the culture-transforming work of the American Family Association. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit afafoundation.net.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're live from the American Family Association retreat at beautiful Purcell Farms with wonderful AFA supporters. It's so great to be with the extended AFA family to celebrate what God is doing through this ministry, building community, taking some time just to enjoy God's creation in this beautiful landscape, but also bringing you our live programming, or at least some of the programs from Alabama. We're on location today with this program. You will hear some noise from time to time. We're out in a kind of a common area, and that's great. As folks are walking by, they'll enjoy the broadcast as well. But we've got room for you today. A few lines open at 800-525-7000. Before the break, we were talking to Lynn in Georgia. She's near retirement, wondering what to do with their real estate. They've got about $380,000 to $400,000 in equity. It's bigger than they need. They enjoy it. They have some chickens and some land, but they're wondering, should we downsize, perhaps get something smaller, more manageable that we could buy with cash, get rid of that mortgage payment, and what would that look like? Or what about staying? And I mentioned, Lynn, before the break, that certainly I love the idea of you selling. This is a great time from a real estate perspective to do that. Pull the full value out that you can. You don't have to think about interest rates because you're buying with cash, or perhaps building with cash your smaller retirement home. And the key would be to match up your income, whether that's from an income stream from your 401k and or Social Security, to your expenses then without that mortgage. If you wanted to stay, you love the property and you think, you know what, we think we could enjoy being here for a good bit longer, you have a couple of options. One is you could, you know, work longer or continue to just pay on that mortgage as you're able to, as long as you can make the budget balance. The other option to get rid of that mortgage payment is to use a reverse mortgage, which would essentially allow that current mortgage to be paid off. You wouldn't have to pull any additional equity out. The balance would grow over time with an interest rate that would be attached to it, but you would eliminate that monthly payment from that point forward. And that's really a planning tool that allows folks to stay in a home they enjoy, get rid of that mortgage payment, balance their budget, and then when you move or pass away, you and your husband, then when the home is sold, the mortgage would be paid off with interest, and then the proceeds would be available to give away or to pass on to heirs. But give me your thoughts on all that.
That sounds like a very clear plan. We still, need to decide what we want to do as far as staying here. But that does put things into perspective and give us a good guideline and a good plan. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Lynn. If you want to learn more about that, go to movement.com/faith. That's movement.com/faith. Thank you for your call today. Let's go here to Alabama, where I'm located today. Jacqueline, go right ahead.
Oh, yes. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I was calling because we have $200,000 we wanted to put into a Christian charitable gift annuity, into a Christian ministry. And my husband just stopped working a couple weeks ago, so we don't have a lot of income in 2024. But, of course, in 2023, we had a lot of income. So I'm wondering if it's too late to, do it in 2023 now. And if it would have been the wiser thing to do because of the high income then that won't be in 2024. And so, and also we were going to use cash, and should we be taking that IRA that they're allowing now of 53,000 or something?
Yeah.
And I know maybe you can't answer all that because you don't know all of our income, but yeah, so I'm wondering if we can get in under the wire and if, you know, it looks like when I was looking at a calculator, like we could write off a whole bunch of money there.
Yeah.
You know, if we
you certainly could. I like this plan a lot, Jacqueline. I'll actually be talking about CGAs tomorrow with Riley Wildman, the director of the AFA Foundation, here at our event. And the team at the AFA Foundation would be delighted to talk to you about it. You could go to afafoundation.net or call. Well, I'll give you the number in a bit. But here's the reality is, yes, you can do exactly what you're talking about. You could put, and you're right on that number, a one-time lifetime election of up to $53,000 into a charitable gift annuity from your IRA, and you could avoid the tax hit that comes with making a typical withdrawal from your IRA. And then beyond that, you could also fund the charitable gift annuity with both cash, but also with securities or even personal property. And you're exactly right. You'd have the benefit of getting that partial charitable deduction on the money that's going in, which would be a great opportunity for you to benefit from a tax standpoint. And then once that happens, you know, you would receive an income payment for life on a fixed schedule per the terms of the annuity payment. It would be invested by, in this case, American Family Association or whatever charity you selected. And then upon your death, the charity would receive the balance of the invested fund. So it's a win-win tax benefit, income stream, and giving to the kingdom through, you know, the balance of that amount. So I think your next step is to probably engage perhaps with someone at the AFA Foundation who could walk you through the mechanics of that, help you understand based on your situation, what kind of tax deduction you might be looking at, what kind of income stream you might have based on the amount you're putting in plus your age, and allow you to plan, you know, on all of that and look at that in light of your overall financial situation. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And I had read that we're at a 15-year high for, you know, getting income out of these vehicles, charitable gift annuities, have the highest interest rates they've had in 15 years.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right, because of what's going on with the interest rates right now. And so, yeah, this is a great time to consider that. It might be something that would be really beneficial for you. So here's where you go. Head to afafoundation.net, afafoundation.net. If you want to call and you got a pen handy, just call 800-326-4543, extension 233. I'll give that one more time, 800-326-4543, extension 233. And even though a lot of their team is here at Purcell Farms, there's still some folks back in Tupelo who'd be happy to talk to you. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back. Stick around.
19. That's how many pairs of shoes the average American has in their closet. 1. That's how many pairs of shoes it takes to share health, education, opportunity, and the love of Christ to a child in need in the world. You can play a part in changing the life of a child today through Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child in need. That's giveshoestoday.org.
Fostering and adoption is not a band-aid for infertility.
Nope,
like it is a calling, and God can change the desire of your heart and make that so rewarding. It's the most beautiful, selfless thing. It's pure religion, but it's not a fix to I desire biological child. God has to deal with that in your heart separately.
Hannah's Heart, encouraging couples through infertility and miscarriage. Saturdays, 4 a.m. Central on AFR or on the AFR app.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
What's most important to you when it comes to choosing your financial advisor? Someone who's aligned with your biblical values? How about someone who will take the time to explain your options? Certified Kingdom Advisors are professionals who meet high standards in competence and integrity and have been trained to offer biblical financial advice. To find a Certified Kingdom Advisor in your area, visit faithfi.com and click Find a CKA.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA upholds the truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are worthy of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Frustrated by your health insurance? Confused by the network restrictions and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high cost of healthcare. Take back control of your healthcare with the ability to choose a provider you trust with no network restrictions and savings of up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. We're coming to you from Purcell Farms. That's right, a beautiful place in Alabama as a part of the AFA retreat. And we're here with many AFA supporters, the extended family of AFA, if you will, enjoying some great teaching, some wonderful scenery and God's creation with plenty of time for rest and getting outside on a beautiful day. But we're also thrilled to be able to broadcast from here as well. Several of our programs here on American Family Radio for the next couple of days. And so you might hear a little bit of background noise. That's just our wonderful folks coming in and getting ready for our session here this morning. But in the meantime, we're taking your phone calls today. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000 with your financial questions today. Let's go right back to the phones to Joe in Tennessee. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, we had an attorney come speak to our church about estate planning, and he suggested that we have a irrevocable trust. I spoke with someone in another group that says, no, have an irrevocable trust. Then another one said that he placed all of his assets, everything he had, in an LLC. Can you give me direction, guidance, what you think is best?
Yeah, you're getting all kinds of options there from friends and family. So it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish, Joe. I mean, that's really the big thing. With an irrevocable trust, the big difference there is it can't be modified or canceled. So you're transferring your assets permanently and therefore legally removing your ownership rights to the assets. Why would you do that? Well, often folks do that to shield assets from creditors. There might be estate tax benefits, but with the estate tax not kicking in until you get north of $13 million, most folks aren't worried about estate taxes these days. That may be an issue in the future, but it certainly isn't today. The only other reason would be to access government benefits. But again, I think that's something you need to even think and pray about just in terms of your own conviction. So where most folks go then is to a revocable trust, which can be canceled at any time. You're actually not losing control over the asset. What's the benefit? Well, the benefit is primarily for estate distribution efficiency. So with putting your assets in a revocable trust, you're bypassing probate. You're bypassing the expenses that come with the probate court. Therefore, it's a more expedient transfer of assets at your death. You can also have the trustee control your assets prior to death, if you were, let's say, incapacitated, or beyond your death, if you wanted the assets to be distributed at certain triggering events. parents as kids aged or met certain criteria. So that would typically be why you would use a revocable trust. And again, that's where most folks go, just because they don't need an irrevocable trust and therefore don't want to give up the control. Does that make sense, though?
Yes. What about the LLC part?
Well, what would you be looking to accomplish? I mean, typically you'd have an LLC to shield assets from creditors and have kind of an arm's length from your personal situation. Is that your objective?
I am completely blind. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah. Okay. So what is, when you're thinking about any of these tools, what is it you're ultimately trying to solve for? Just planning for your, what I call wealth transfer or estate plan?
Yes, I want to leave this. I have five children, but I want to also leave with an estate for like American Family Radio. I want to leave part of my estate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Well, I'm delighted to hear you want to give to AFA, and that's a wonderful idea. The LLC is probably not a necessary in your case. So what I'm hearing is a trust would be a great option for you. You could even use a basic will to do exactly what you're talking about. That would be the cheapest way to go, is just to have an up-to-date will, probably $300 to $500, directing your assets and personal property to be directed to either charity, in this case American Family Radio, or heirs, or both. That would spell out how you want that done. The only thing is, it would go through the probate court, which means it could take some time, even months, for it to ultimately be distributed. Okay. Yeah. So that's where I think this revocable trust that was suggested at your church would be a great option, because although that's a little more expensive, you might spend $1,500 to $2,000. You can name your trustee. You can name your beneficiaries like American Family Radio. It all happens outside of probate. It's very efficient. And again, as I said, it could be handled by the trustee even before or after your death if that's necessary. So what I would do is connect with a godly estate attorney who could draft that revocable trust for you. And I think that's going to accomplish exactly what you're looking for.
Thank you.
All right. We appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. Let's go to Indiana. Hi, Judy. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I am 65 and wanted to know how much money am I allowed to put in qualified money?
Well, it depends on which type of qualified account you're going into. Typically, when folks are no longer working, and let me just ask, are you working at this point?
I am currently working, and I do contribute to an IRA. And then I have a Roth on the side with Timothy plan. So I wanted to know how much I could actually put into the Roth for 2023.
Got it. Yeah. So if you're over the age of, you're 50 or older, you can put in a total of $8,000 into an IRA, and you can spread that across multiple IRAs if you want, but you can't exceed $8,000. So it wouldn't be $8,000 per IRA. The total of your IRA contributions, regardless of how many IRAs you contribute to, the total would be $8,000 for you for the year. And if you were married, you would be able to, your spouse could do the same thing, but that would be the contribution limit for this year. Now, there are other vehicles like 401ks where they have much higher contribution limits, but at least for the IRA 50 and older, it would be $8,000 for the tax year 2024.
Okay, so say if I had $5,000 in my IRA at work, then I could put $3,000 in my Roth IRA.
Well, it depends on if that $5,000 went in this calendar year. Did it go in 2024?
It went in 2023.
Okay. So then now that we're in a new tax year, you can do another $8,000. For this year, regardless of what your existing balance is, you can make new contributions of up to $8,000 for the tax year 2024.
Okay.
All right.
All right. But I cannot put in any from before April 15th. I can't put in any from 2023.
You could, yes. So if you haven't filed your return or you want to refile an amended return, you do have up until April 15th to contribute for last year. And so you could still do that and get up to the, you know, the contribution limit. The 2023 limit for those ages 50 and older was $7,500. So if you'd already put in $5,000 for 2023, you could do another $2,500.
Okay, super. All right, right. $7,500 last year. This year is $8,000. All right.
Yes, ma'am. You got it. Thank you for your call today. And by the way, great choice. I'm sorry, say that again.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. May the Lord bless you. And great choice on that Timothy Plan account. I'm a big fan of what the team at Timothy does every day in the area of faith-based investing. Well, we're going to take a quick break live from Purcell Farms at the AFA Retreat, broadcasting from here this week. We'll be back with our final segment just around the corner. Stick around.
I know darkness is in the world, but that don't mean I gotta kick open my front door and welcome it. Why would we continue to tolerate wickedness at any level? God knows the scope of your access and impact. He knows that. But he does expect you to be his ambassador in your world.
Tune in to the Hamilton Corner, weekdays at 5 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
This is Jan Markell. Next on Understanding the Times Radio, I talk to Alex Newman about a coming new world religion. Is it the one predicted in the Bible, or is it a religion based on a green agenda that will force people to worship Mother Earth and to repent for carbon emissions? That's next on Understanding the Times Radio.
Saturday afternoon at 1 Central and Sunday afternoon at noon Central on American Family Radio.
Have you downloaded the FaithFi app yet? You need to do that today, because this is going to make your life easier. Yes, you can manage your money through the in-app envelope feature, but also plan out future goals. I want to buy a house in 5 years, and I'm on track to do that. Here's also what I like. You can connect with people around the country. It's like social media, but better. Ask a question, get an answer, and share what you're learning about money and investing. So why don't you grab your phone right now and download the FaithFi app?
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
So glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're broadcasting live from the AFA Retreat at Purcell Farms in beautiful Alabama. We're glad you're along with us today, taking your calls and questions. Here in our final segment, we've got some lines open, perhaps one for your financial question today at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. You know, looking at God's Word today and the Sermon on the Mount, we see that among other things, one of the topics Jesus talks about is true treasure as we think about our wealth. And he says right there in the sixth chapter, verse 24, you cannot serve two masters, for you either hate the one and love the other. You'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth, or some translations might say mammon or money. You know, if we think about it, you know, Jesus could have put anything alongside God as a potential rival for our devotion to God. He chose money. I think that was, well, of course, it was intentional if Jesus said it. And I think the reason is that so often if something is going to rival God for first position in our lives, it's most often going to be money and the things that money can buy. It has a way of kind of drawing us into the things of this world, distracting us from where our true treasure should be, and that is with God himself. And each day we want to redirect you back to that biblical worldview of money management as we tackle your financial questions today so that you can choose choose God and not money as your ultimate treasure and make money a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We've got a couple of lines open, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. We'd love to hear from you today. Again, 800-525-7000. All right, let's go to Georgia. Hi, Clint. How can we help, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for all you do for God's kingdom to begin with.
Well, thank you.
And I am 55 years old. I don't have any kind of retirement. And I was just wondering if my age would a Roth IRA be something I could look into.
It really is a great option for you, Clint, because as long as you have earned income, meaning that you are still working and have some earned income, you can contribute up to $8,000 being 50 years or older, so long as you have at least $8,000 in earned income. And so given that you're self-employed, I think this is a great option. You know, one of the downsides, if there is one to being a self-employed, is you don't have access to a company-sponsored retirement plan. So that would allow you to get some money in. It'd be after-tax dollars that goes in. And then at that point, you could invest it and it would grow. And let's say, you know, you work until the Lord redirects you to something else until age 70. Well, that would be the next 15 years you could make these contributions. You could see that compounded growth as it's working for you, and then you'd have something that you could pull out down the road. The other nice feature of the Roth IRA is not only is that money growing tax-free as it's invested, but you don't have the required minimum distribution that you have with the traditional IRA. So you could leave that money in as long as you wanted, you know, if you don't need it because you're living off of Social Security or something else. So I think that's a great plan, Clint.
Yes, sir. And I was just looking online. I was going to try to do it myself, and I was looking at Fidelity. They were pretty highly rated. Is that a company you would recommend?
Yeah, I think Fidelity would be fine. Charles Schwab would be another one. Very low-cost providers, but would give you really unlimited investment options, essentially.
Yes,
and
sir.
Many of the faith-based investing providers like Timothy and Eventide and you know, One Ascent, even Crossmark Global, all of those would be on that platform as well. So I think that's a great choice.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a blessed day.
And you too, Clint. Thanks for your kind remarks about the program, sir. We appreciate it. Let's go to Mississippi. Hi, Ethan. How can I help you, sir?
Hi, Mr. Rob West. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
Thanks for your ministry. Hi, I'm a veteran, and I had 10 years of service. I had a small TSP account that I had going, but I'm obviously out now. And was wondering what best I could do with it. I have a good 401k and a pension plan myself, but my wife works from home, and I'd like to set something up for her if I can with that money.
Yeah, so I think this is a great option. You know, with that thrift savings plan that you got from your service, you could roll that out to an IRA, an individual retirement account. It would not be a taxable event, and at that point, you could invest it in anything you want. I'd probably use mutual funds or exchange-traded funds just so you get good broad diversification, you know, with you know, without having a ton of money in there. I mean, it's a lot of money, don't get me wrong, but I typically would like a little bit more than that for you to buy individual stocks. But I think rolling that out would be a great option. Then you could just let that money grow, and then you guys could tap into that if you needed it down the road.
So you suggest an IRA mutual fund, and that will be non-taxable.
That's right. So the IRA is the type of account. So it's an individual retirement account, which is also a qualified account in the same way of the TSP. So that is why there's not a taxable event when you roll from the TSP to the IRA. And then inside the IRA, once the money gets in there, you can invest in anything you want. You can buy mutual funds. Gotcha. You can buy exchange-traded funds. You can buy stocks. You can buy gold. You can buy real estate. And so I'm suggesting that you look at mutual funds at that point just to get diversification and get that money growing for you.
And that's an avenue to where I can add, because obviously the TSP now I cannot add to it, but that way I can add to it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you would be able to put in up to the contribution limit for each year moving forward. And so, for instance, for 2024, that's either $7,000 if you're under the age of 50 or $8,000 if you're 50 or older.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate that advice.
Absolutely. Hey, Ethan, thank you for your service to our country, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Virginia. Hi, Karen. How can I help?
Good morning. This is a question that's somewhat similar to one that you had earlier. My husband and I are considering selling our home. He's ready to retire, and purchasing one out in the country that's about the same size, roughly, and then in about 8 to 10 years, selling it to one of our children at a reduced interest rate. My question is, if we did that, could they, and we would finance it, the seller or owner financing, if we did that, could they still take a mortgage interest deduction on their taxes? And if we financed it for a little bit lower than the current rate, would we have to have some sort of a gift income on our taxes, or how would that redound to both of us?
Yeah. And so this is for the new home that you'd be buying down the road, not the existing home that you're in right now.
Exactly.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you absolutely can do this. And are you looking at selling it at market rates, at the current market rate, or are you also wanting to give them a discount on the property?
It would be a current rate.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Yeah, so there is a minimum interest rate that the IRS publishes. So for, you know, right now, I think that's around 4%. So, you know, if you are discounting the selling price and it's, you know, beyond a certain threshold, you're going to have to count that as a gift. In this case, you're not talking about doing that. But what you are talking about is offering it at a lower interest rate. So you'd want to talk to your CPA at the time about what that minimum applicable rate is that they would, you know, want you to charge, so that that's not considered a gift. But you could absolutely do that and then finance it, make it, you know, you could put it all in writing, which I would recommend, just so there's clarity on what the expectations are. But I think this sounds like a great plan.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'd like to have a little mother-in-law suite, you know, when we do sell it, and we could be there and enjoy being with them, but then it would be their house.
Yeah, very good. I think that's a great plan. Everybody wins on that plan. And, you know, he would be able to deduct that, assuming he itemizes. So if he's married filing jointly, you know, he'd have to get above $29,200 in itemized deductions before he would itemize. Apart from that, he would just take the standard deduction. But assuming he does itemize, that would give him the opportunity to deduct that interest, even though it's owner financing.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, Karen. Thanks for calling today. Quickly to Texas, Leah, you'll be our final caller. Go ahead.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am trying to decide if I need to hire a wealth management. I've met with one. It meets with the things that you have advised, like the certified kingdom advisor and that sort of thing. They're very biblically oriented.
Good.
For investments. But it's, you know, I'm just wondering, do I have enough funds for that kind of thing? Because it's quite expensive. It's 1.2% per year, and there's $1,000 to get started. And, you know, would something like some of these other places, like Sound Mind Investing, is that kind of similar?
Yeah, a little different. It's a great question. Now, Sound Mind Investing does have a wealth management division, but typically what we talk about is the SMI newsletter, where folks are more do-it-yourself oriented. They're subscribing to the newsletter and then using what they call their upgrading strategy, taking their mutual fund recommendations and then making those buy and sell decisions themselves. If you want to delegate that to an advisor, and I think $250,000 is certainly an appropriate amount to do that, then that's where I would interview probably two or three certified kingdom advisors, find the one that's the best fit. You would pay typically a percentage of the assets under management, and then there may or may not be financial planning costs on top of that. But I think it really comes down to, do I want to take recommendations from somebody and then act myself, or do I want to hire somebody to do that for me? I don't think you can go wrong either way. May, but I think those are your two options. Leah, I'm out of time, unfortunately, but thank you for your call today. May the Lord bless you. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us live from Purcell Farms here at the AFA Retreat. I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. So thankful to have you along with us. Grateful for my producer sitting to my right here at the AFA Retreat, Devin Patrick. Also, Adam Suddeth and Robert Youngblood and Taylor Standrich serving us as well today. May the Lord bless you. Make God your ultimate treasure and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.